Hi everyone, my name is Aaliyah and I'm the Director of Education at the Schuylkill Center. Welcome to Cattail Pond. At this station, we'll learn about different types of water habitats, some of the wildlife that call the water their home, and also how we can help to protect and restore water habitats like this one. Did you know that water covers over 70% of the planet? It's our most important natural resource and necessary for all life on Earth. About 97% of all the water on the planet is salt water, which makes up the ocean. The rest is fresh water, which can be found in rivers, lakes, streams, glaciers, ponds like this one, and even underground. Water habitats are important for many, many reasons. Today, we'll focus on just three main reasons. One reason water habitats are important is because they serve as nurseries for young animals. Here at Cattail Pond, you can find tadpoles that will grow into frogs or toads. Do you see any? Many animals that you may not think of as aquatic animals start their lives in the water. One example is dragonfly nymphs, which also live in this pond. Do you see any dragonflies fluttering around near the pond? Well, before they turn into the flying insects you recognize, they start out as small bugs in the pond. Other animals that begin their lives in water habitats include insects like mosquitoes and many types of flies, mollusks like clams, oysters, and snails, amphibians like salamanders, frogs, and toads, and many more. In addition to serving as nurseries for young animals, water habitats also provide food to us. Some foods that come from water habitats include fish, shrimp, cranberries, and rice. Do you have a favorite food that comes from a water habitat? Many predators, such as bald eagles, raccoons, and brown bears, will also get some of their food from the water. The last reason that water habitats are important is a big one. We rely on them for fresh drinking water. Even though over 70% of the planet is made up of water, less than 1% of that water is drinkable. Since all living creatures on Earth need water, from humans to insects to plants, it's very important that we take care of the drinkable water that we do have. Water habitats face many threats to their health, from pollution to development to climate change. Fortunately, there are many things each of us can do to protect water habitats and the animals that call them home. One way you can help restore aquatic habitats is by attending cleanup events in your community. During a rainstorm, anything that is on the ground will be carried by running rainwater into the nearest stream. This can include fertilizers and herbicides used on lawns, oil from cars, pet waste, and of course, litter or trash. This pollution damages the quality of the habitat as well as the quality of the water itself, and it's important to be aware of how our own actions may contribute. In addition to helping us become more aware of our own actions, cleanups are a great way for community members to take collective action, combining our efforts to make a larger impact than each of us can make on our own. Many local parks have cleanup events throughout the year, so search online to find out when the next cleanup event near you is. Another way you can help water habitats is by planting plants, especially near waterways. Areas of land immediately surrounding waterways are called riparian buffers, and they have grass, trees, shrubs, and other vegetation. Take a look at the plants around the banks of the pond. These plants serve as a protective shield for the water. Anything that flows into the water must first pass through them. Plants slow the flow of rainwater as it moves down the bank, trapping litter and other pollutants before they enter the water. The roots of plants also help to keep the banks around the waterway intact, minimizing erosion or dirt and soil entering the water. Thanks for learning about water habitats with me today. Look for the animal habitats on the water section of your activity guide as you're here. And lastly, make sure to use the hole punch below to punch the water section of your passport. Follow the signs to take your completed passport to the visitor center for a small prize.